Good morning, this is FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Pierce with Pierce Flooring and Design in Montana. John, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us this morning. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. Let me ask you real quick, just to give our listeners a little rundown on Pierce Flooring. I know you're probably the largest flooring company in Montana with, I think, 8 stores. Is that right?
That's correct, Kemp. We actually, today, we have 4 Stainmaster Flooring Center stores, kind of mid to higher end stores, and we have 4 outlet stores for the more value oriented customer.
Okay. And just a little bit of the character behind your company. I think your grandfather started Pierce Flooring. He came to Montana, I think, in 1913, selling patented medicine and got into all kinds of different things. I was looking at your website just to get a little background, and he was the distributor for Willie's Overland Jeeps. Then he sold used cars, which he called experienced cars.
Experienced automobiles, that's correct.
Yeah, and even today, you're not only in the flooring business, but you also are a major outlet for RVs. Pierce is a big name in Montana, right?
Well, thank you, and that's, of course, that's sometimes an opportunity, sometimes a challenge, but grandfather was a character. I'll start with that. George R. Pierce. He was a salesman of all salespeople. He would do anything or do whatever it takes to get an order. Actually, around the end of World War II, he bought some battleship linoleum. I don't know how the heck he found it or where he got it.
Yeah.
But he sold it and made some money, and that was kind of our entrance into the flooring business, of which we have 8 stores today. The floor covering business has grown to be a very nice business. Obviously, it's a challenge these days, but part of the luxury that we have in Montana, first off, it's a great big place. I always tell people it's a huge place with nobody in it. Montana is a beautiful state, 4th largest state in the United States. Our population is somewhere around 960,000 people. And it's a great place for people to come and recreate. So we have a lot of second home business, and we're the beneficiary, I guess I want to say, in light of the rest of the recession that we have, for a lot of that positive business. For example, Williston, North Dakota, today, the unemployment rate is 0. They can't hire people fast enough. So if anybody's looking for a job and hears this interview, that's a place to go look.
Okay. And just to, along the scope of Pierce Flooring, you know, every year we do a ranking, and you're definitely in the top 50. You have 3 divisions. You have a residential, a builder, and commercial division. And you are associated with the NFA. You, as you said, part of the Stainmaster Flooring Center, and I think you're also Shaw, a line dealer, right?
Very, very huge partners with Shaw as well. I'll mention it later on in this interview, but the HGTV Home Connection has been a great decision for us. We're already getting a lot of business off of that. I do want to mention on the volume numbers, the floor covering side of the business, depending on where we're at in the recession, is around $36, $37 million today.
Okay. All right. So the reason I want to talk to you is, when you start talking about marketing, there's traditional media, and then there's the new social media, web marketing media. And you guys have a pretty robust website. You spend a lot of effort in this area. I thought it might be good for you to tell us a little bit about what you do in the web marketing social media area.
Be happy to, Kemp. If I could, just real quickly, because you and I had a very nice conversation the other day, kind of talking about the economy. And I wrote this down. If I were to summarize, I said, for those of us or those of you waiting for the recession to be over, you lose. Now, I say that as a challenge because I think too many people are waiting for that, and I'm not so sure if it's ever going to recover to the point that it was. So that changes the game. This will all tie into the social media and the internet as well. But what I say today is don't assume that things are going to get better. We have to learn how to do business in the environment that we are currently in, and assuming it may not get a lot better for a long time. A cliche, it's a dogfight out there, and that's a term that I use constantly. I've never worked harder for less is a common statement that we hear people say, and that's true for us. Business used to be fun. Now it's really hard work. And so because of that, it encourages us and also forces us to consider all of the alternatives. Our company, having been in business for many, many years, was so used to doing business and marketing and advertising through what I call traditional media, the print, TV, and radio. The print industry and subscription rates have declined and continue to decline. So the costs are going up in that media, and the subscription rates are going down, number one. We still advertise some in print, but not as much. TV, you look at TV, it used to be the 2 or 3 local channels. Now how many channels are there, including satellite and cable and everything like that? So you have to really target TV these days. And that's why we use the Home and Garden channel quite a bit for TV. We still advertise TV, And then look at radio, and I say, how many stations do you have in your market, and which one is the right one, and how many do you need to advertise? And then mention satellite radio or Sirius and those kinds of things. So I come back down to the Internet and say, how many Internets are there? There's one Internet against all of that other media. And once you paid your dues to the Internet, it's basically free, basically. Now, there's some additional charges, but it's basically free for any efforts that you tend to do. The social media part of that, we do have a robust website, and we feel that that's very important. I do not have the data in front of me, but I believe it's 90% of the people either have a computer or have access to the Internet these days. Number one, I recognize that most people do their homework and do their shopping via the Internet. So it's all more important that companies like ours have a presence and have what I call a connected presence. Once you have a connected presence, then you connect to the connected, and that's part of that, what you want to call viral marketing or the spider web network. It can grow and grow and grow just like a virus. So having said that, we have a very, very nice website, and we keep changing it because change is relevant also. We work through the Creating Your Space folks, and they have an experience in our industry. They know the business, and I think they have a very good feel. Plus, they're open-minded. They have a very good feel for what works. In addition to that, we've gone a step farther and taken a big step into the social media marketing. And there are basically four or five things that we really want to focus on, and that is to have the website. Secondly, a Facebook presence. We have, just today, 456 fans, and that's not enough, but that's a great start. And every one of those fans have fans, so a lot of that information gets shared. The other things I'll mention real quickly, the Twitter connection. I'm not a big Twitter person. I'm not a big LinkedIn person, but there are a lot of people that are, so we have a connection to that. There's a brand new thing that our marketing people, and I'm very not familiar with, it's called Foursquare, Foursquare, one word. People can check into Foursquare and help spread the word. So it's just another social media avenue. Two other things is blogging. I know that there's a world of bloggers out there, and Shaw Industries, one of our partners through the HGTV Home Network, just had a huge blogger event. And what I've heard, I don't have the hard numbers, there were millions of consumer views to that event. So that is also huge. Lastly, YouTube. All of our commercials go on YouTube, and it's so easy to upload anything that you want off of YouTube to your Facebook or to your other accounts and share those things. So the whole connectability is absolutely huge, and that leads to tons of additional exposure for us.
Do you have any idea, if you look at budget numbers, if you take your total promotional spend, how it's breaking out? I know you're still probably spending some good dollars in traditional media, but what percentage of your marketing dollars do you spend towards social and web marketing?
Well, great question. First, I guess what I'd like to say is our overall marketing and advertising budget, and it varies from location to location. It might be 2.5% in a key location, upwards to 5 or 6%. We're fortunate. Advertising in traditional is fairly affordable out in this market. Having said that, we will probably take 25% to a third of our marketing and advertising budget and dedicate it to the Internet and to social media.
Very interesting.
Marketing and advertising, especially in the tougher times we're in, is very important. Don't back off. I think you need to stay strong. I think you need to be connected, involved in the Internet and social media market. It works for us. It gives you exposure. It's a way of targeting people. It's direct. We're getting direct leads both from our own website, through the social media links that we have, and through especially the Shaw Industries HGTV home connectability. I had a hit this morning when I got to work, somebody who wants to do business. The backside of this business, and there's lots of opportunity there. All I can do is suggest. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to call me. We'd be happy to help you with anything that we've done or anything that we're doing, because it's all good for our industry and it's good for business today.
Okay, John, well, it's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to John Pierce, who's general manager with Pierce Flooring and Design, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.